And so continue training some Kuf Pei Tes, moving along the issue of Vestas, and we come to the issue of Vestas Hakvitzas. Until now, we've been talking about Vestas, which are established based upon days of the month or intervals and some combination of backwards and jumping around and so on, which we mentioned is not so common. Vestas Haguf, you know, can be more common, although we'll start with Vestas Hakvitzas. Let's take a look together at the Gemara in Midah Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph, source number one. The Gemara says, "Amar Huna Kavtza V'Rasa." She's leaping, jumping, you know. And Kavtza V'Rasa, three times, okay. Then Kavala Vesis. So that is considered to be the establishment of a Vesis. Jumping three times and seeing Dam all three times, that's Kavaya Vesis. So the Gemara says, "Lamai." Okay, Kavala Vesis for what? Ilem Eli Yamim. Okay, if it's referring to the days, the yomim, okay, so those days on which you jumped, so how call yom the low kofetz lo chazoi? It can't be just for those yomim, that each month she's kovei the yom on which she jumped, because apparently it only happens when she jumps. Let's look at Rashi, ilay le yomim kagon. So it's number two, Rashi there, and need the yodalef modalef. Ilay le yomim kagon. Kofetza be'echad b'shabbos, v'rosa. The kavta be'echad b'shabbos were also v'chein shlishis. Right, she saw on a Sunday each time she was jumping and leaping on a Sunday, and then she saw, right. Then kavala avesas be'echad b'shabbos v'chol zman shetira od be'echad b'shabbos afilu below kvitza. Then dayashaita. Dayashaita is the issue again there in the first parak, you know, for tum and tara. But you know, we're learning for our purposes. That's why Rashi mentioned dayashaita there. But the point is that the kvitza, apparently it's a Sunday issue, right? If that's what you're trying to tell me, so I feel, and therefore, because man shetira od be'echad b'shabbos, I feel a lot kvitza da'ishaita. In higia echad b'shabbos ol bodka atzma. Therefore, the next Sunday comes, and she didn't examine herself. She didn't know bedika. She had tamei misafik. The orach was man obar. Kol yom be'echad b'shabbos. So if that's what you're telling me, okay, that can't be what it's telling me. In other words, It's nothing to do with the kvitza, okay? So the Gemara says that can't be, because then the low yomim, right? If you tell me that's coming to teach you, how kol yom the low kofetz lo chazoi? I can't be telling you that the yomim alone is kovei the vesis, because every time she doesn't jump, so then alma lav vestahi, right? It can't be the yom by itself, because it's kofetz v'rotzo. So, elo lekvitzos. So rather, the Gemara says, no, this is telling you that the vesis is caused, and nothing to do with the day of the week, but just kvitzos. And at this point, we'll assume kvitzos by itself, just the jumping. The Gemara says, well, that's also a problem. Let's look at Rashi first. Elo lekvitzos. Kevon derosa sosha pama de kvitza, hurgala leria bekvitza, and therefore, b'chol yom shetikva, nothing to do with it being on a Sunday or whatever day it was. Okay, anytime she jumps like that, even other days of the week, not just Sunday, right? I mean, so that is that what it's coming to teach us? You understand the Gemara, right? First, yeah.
It's interesting why would this type of
is
it why would it be different for Kavala Vesis? Would help or not,
you mean the issue she thought maybe she saw anyway because Orach was on a bot?
Yeah.
Okay, it's a good horror, but let's hold off. Let's just understand the cases first, okay? So the Gemara says again, Ella Lakritza, Kevin the Rosa, Sosma Kritza, who really is Kritza, Machamish, she quotes, Maxakina Bilbaroa, low bodka, Tmea, I feel that's what he's saying. Why would the Badika help? I mean, so it may go back to that Machokas, the Badika should be right away, you know, could relate to that. Okay. Anyway, so the Gemara says that doesn't work either, because back to the first source, Gemara continues. Well, Tanya calls the Tigrena Machmas onus. If the Kavias comes because of some onus, some unusual event, okay, I feel a come upon him, low cover vessels. The Gemara seems to imply that there's no Kavias vessels on the basis of some external factor. So my law of low cover vessels klal. Doesn't that mean that you can't be cover vessels at all on the basis of some external, you know, cause? Gemara says, no, low cover vessels liyam lechudayu ulekvitzos lechudayu. Aval kavala vessels liyamim ulekvitzos. Okay? Onus refers to some sort of external cause like kvitzas, and the Gemara is teaching us that alone won't work in this. You know, the kvitzas alone won't work, but the kvitzas in association with certain days, then it'll work. And Rashi says, last Rashi in 2, liyamim ula kvitzas, kol echad b'shabbos, it takes votes any Sunday on which she jumps. Then machzakinu baro dismanu liros b'echad b'shabbos, I take kvitza. It's a combination. That's what Rashi says. And it's koveya vesas for yamim and kvitza together. All right. Now Tosis there on Yudah. They want to stay in the Gemara, right? I want to stay in the Gemara. It's a combination. So Tosis says there on Daf Yudah and Aldir Masu. Two Tosis look at first. Well, let's look at the second one first because it's simpler. Kafta Barasa. It's Gimel Zimni, right? The Gemara is lush in the beginning. Amar Huna Kafta Barasa Kafta Barasa Kafta Barasa. He says Gimel Zimni. Garstin and Kadamina Baboya Bimto, the best is Sasan Latana Kabashim Gamliel. This goes back to Machokas Rabbi Shim Gamliel. So Tosus is reminding us this goes like the Shita Rabbi Shim Gamliel, that for Vesta's purposes, Ain Isha Kabas Vesta, you're going to Gimel Pami. Fine. That's an easy point. Let's go back to the first Tosus. Ella Lekritzos Latanya, Pirish Rashi, Lekritzos Lichudaihu. He says the Havmin of the Gemara was that you should be Kovea Vestas for Kritzos Lichudaihu, Kritzos alone. Right? That was the Havmin. And then that was the countered by that brisa, which says that anything which is machmas onus is not koveya vesis, which we concluded means not koveya vesis by itself, but together with yamim. So the havamina was that kvitzos itself was good. Okay, that was the havamina. So pirush rashi lekvitzos chavakasha dimkein. They refers to the later gemara. Lishni b'samach lo koveya vesis liyamim ela kvitzos chudai v'lama choser misvaroso. You don't have to know the background because it relates to Gemara, but what you want to know is the following. Nira Farish, El Kvitzos, Af Lekvitzos, the Han Liyamim Im Kvitzos, Av Kvitzos Lechudayu Pshita Lashas to Lo Kavam. And Tosa says there was never even a Havamina. Never even a Havamina that Kvitzos alone should work. Rashi holds that there is such a Havamina. Okay? And it could be that, you know, we'll see that it could even be lemaskonas. We'll see later that kvitzos alone will work. According to Tosa, there's no possibility. The kvitzos alone, there was never going to have it to work. Okay? But according to Gemara later on, it could be that there's at least for other types of vesag, we'll see, maybe alone they would work. So that's what Tosa says, at least with regard to kvitzos. There can only be kvitzos when they're yamim. Now, so that's the earlier sugi, just introducing Vesas Lekvitzos. The Mishnah later, and that's on Yud Aleph, the Mishnah later on Samach Gimel, source number 4, talks about other types of physical things, although we'll point out in a momentarily a very important distinction. But let's take a look at the Mishnah on Samach Gimel with Aleph. Source 4. Kol Isha Sheshon Vesas.
I didn't understand Tosos, because even for Rashi, the Gemara, it's a Havamina, but the Gemara rejects it explicitly. It brings up the Mishnah from Samach Gimel and says that that's incorrect. You can't
right, have. Tosus wants to say it's not even such a halamina. Right. Tosus wants to say it's not even such a halamina. Okay, that's basically what it says. I will kvitzel chodai pshita la shasta lo kava. Okay, you want to say it's not even a halamina. You can't even talk about kvitzels without yamim. Okay, and lemaisa it comes out the same. You're right. It's just that's the Gemara's conclusion. The Gemara's conclusion is I'll kava la vessel the yam ula kvitzels. But we'll see that it may play a role in something else. Okay, now. The Mishnah later, in source 4, in Samach Gimel, the Mishnah says, "Kol isha sheishal vesas dayashai to find the elu hein havesas," and it gives a whole list of physical properties, or physical activities, or physical behavior. Okay, what are they? Elu hein havesas, mifahekes. I think that types of stretching. You know, I mean, the matesh is sneezing, chosheshes b'fi kresa. She has pain. You know, by her belly button, you know, the abdominal pain. Okay, abdominal pain. Crisis by the belly. Shule meyaz is lower the stomach, the abdomen. Bishofar, since she has a very steady stream of dam. Uchamin simarmores, like a fever. Okay, or you know, you have the shakes, the shivers. You know, the shivers. These kinds of things. Also, so. B'chein kayotzavan b'chol shekava la shlosha pamim harezer vesis. The Mishnah says stretching, sneezing, some pain in the abdomen, pain in the stomach, there's a certain type of streaming flow of blood, fever, shiver, anything like this. Okay, and if a woman's period is accompanied by one of these things 3 times, then she's koveya vesis. Okay, she's koveya vesis. B'chein kayotzavan. And the Rashi explains what these different things are. Shepula me'al Rashi says pre kresa in 5 is negative tibura. That's the navel, the belly button. Shifu Shupulamea is Beis Harechem, that part of the body, and so on. Anyway, whenever she has all these things, okay, look at Rashi, the second, third to last Rashi, Oksan Oso. This is again in Samach Gimel and she has these physical symptoms every time she gets her period. So in Dayashaita, Bechol Rayash Riel Shatira, they vessus Eil. And then it says Kayutzabahen. So that's the Mishnah on Samach Gimel Aleph. So as the Gemara often does, on Samach Gimel Aleph, the Gemara asks, Bechain Kayotzabahem Lasuye Mai. Whenever you have that type of expression in the Mishnah will say, and other things like it. So the Gemara will always say, yes, and other things like it. So what do you mean? Like Lasuye Mai comes to include what? So Amar, right, you with me? Okay, in source 6. So Amar Rabba Bar Ula Lasuye Isha Sharosha Kaved Aleha. Okay, her head is aching. Okay, her head feels heavy. Okay, they are a varak created malel. Her limbs, you know, feel heavy. Okay, rosessa, she's trembling. Okay, vigosa, gosa means yawning. Not just yawning because you're tired, but like almost like gaping or what's the word? You're gasping. You know, your mouth is like almost some nausea associated with it. Okay, anyway. So those are all things, all right, in the Gemara. Those are other types of things. And then a little later, Alam Abaya Lasuya Achla Shum Varasa, Achla Bitsalim Varasa, Kasa Pilpul Varasa. She ate certain types of food. Shum was garlic, and the potatoes was onions, and the Kasa Pilpul. Kasa means she chewed up peppers and so on, the type of hot and spicy foods can cause as well. Okay? Now, that's what Abaye says, and that's the Gemara's conclusion. Elamar Abaye. So Tosa simply points out there an important point in 7, and that's what relates to what we said before. Okay, Tosa in Sam Gimel Bay, Zimasa Ochla Shumaroso. Hov Ayade Maisahem, Eno Vesis Gomer. Why weren't these eating garlic and eating onions and stuff like that? Why wasn't they included? Why were they only given second class treatment? They're lumped under Bechain Kayotze Behem, back in the Mishnah 4, right? Why were these things lumped under Bechain Kayotze Behem? Right? Why weren't they singled out? Okay? Why were they Bechain Kayotze Behem? The Gemara is explaining, see your mind. So he says, Tosu says, Ho al yedei maisehem, eno vesis gomo. It's not really a vest, because these are things that she does. Okay? Velo have bechal de masnisim. Okay? They're not included in the Mishnah because it's something that she did, okay? And if you want to make a distinction, it will not address the earlier ones. The Rosh HaKavadalei, you say, was included in the mission in one way or another, you have to say. But what's the chilek? So Tosa's pointing out, it seems to me, is that this type of stuff, you know, like eating different things, I would distinguish and say they are voluntary acts. As opposed, you know, sneezing and pain in the stomach and abdominal pain, that's involuntary. Okay, so these eating peppers and eating garlic or whatever, those are voluntary acts. Okay, and the Mishnah really singled out involuntary acts. But then Tosas asked right away, but 1 second, what about kvitza? I told him, Tomar, but my lo komar nami kovtza varasa. Tami nami ayde maisa. It's also a voluntary. She started jumping and leaping around, right? So why isn't kvitza mentioned here? Okay, Tosas, Yesh Lomar. The Eina Kavas Veses Lekvitzos Lechudaihu, because Kvitzos alone does not cannot establish a Veses, as opposed to some of these other things which could. That's what Tosos seems to be saying. This is like Tosos Lashitaso back on Daf Yud Aleph, right? What Tosos said, there's not even a Havamina that Kvitzos would work by themselves. I mean, you could say it's not a Kash against Rashi. I said in the Gemaskona, it also didn't. But Tosos says again, Kvitzos. You're never even a have me because I'm in a parakama. The chol says, "Gemara machmas onus, afilu kama pamelo kaba." Aval achlo shum lo chashiv onus kamo torsho kvitza. Sheinu riyah boy adei torach elamem mele. You know what he says is as follows: what's the difference in kvitza? It's also a voluntary act. But he says there's a following chiluk. Kvitza causes the dam to come. Right? It's an action which causes the dam to come out. Okay. Where achila, it's not a real cause. It's kind of like all the other, you know, the other machlas aguf. The Tosfos is saying, in other words, kvitza is not mentioned because the vessel kvitza can't be established on its own. It has to be established with yomim. But yeah.
Why is the jumping causing the blood?
So again, and it was, well, certainly, again, I have a little trouble understanding why it's distinct from achila, okay? But I definitely understand why it's distinct from the other things. Because the other things, it's the re'iyah that causes. In other words, the other things that are mentioned, she's stretching and sneezing, that's as a result of her having her period. It goes together with having her period, as opposed to jumping, which you could say causes the period. Now, Tosfos is splitting hairs. He's saying there's even a distinction between jumping and eating, because the jumping, I guess, you know, the pressure in the body and the movements are causing things to happen, whereas just food, it's less of a direct cause. It's less of a direct cause. It's hard to split, but what I wanted to bring out, more importantly than that, was the distinction between the things that are not just voluntary and involuntary, but also the things which are indicative of her getting her period as opposed to causing the period. You hear the chiluk? You know, the things that are indicative of her getting her period or having her period, but they're not causes. So let's see what the Rishonim have to say. Okay.
And food isn't considered to be causative?
Apparently not the same way, according to Tosfos. It's a lower level. Okay. It's a lower level. That's what Tosfos says. That's what it seems from Tosfos that way. Okay. I'm not exactly understand that. Okay, it's not pressure in the body the same way. That's how Tosfos learns. Now, if we take a look at some of the Rishonim, Hilchos Nida the Ramban, Perek Vav, Osir Beis, source number 8.
I mean, she's getting her normal period. It's not an onus.
That's what Tosfos is saying. Yeah, correct. That's what I'm saying. Okay, now. Rabban writes, "Ochlo shum v'rosa gum pama kiska pilum v'rosa gum pama kavol avesus lachilos halolu." Okay, the Rabban appears to disagree with Tosfos. No, I'm going to write the Rabban here in Hilchos Nida Perek Vav Osir Beis appears to disagree with Tosfos because he says even ochlo shum v'rosa gum pama kiska pilum v'rosa kavol avesus lachilos halolu. Okay, v'rosa kavta v'rosa shosh pama also kavol avesus lachritzus. So the Ramban is saying, no, there can be a vessus. He's saying you can have a vessus for kritzus by itself or for achos shum by itself. Kavto shal achos shum gil palm yom kavur rasa lo kavur up vessus el yom ul kritzus. But he can also have the combination, right? He gi ayom velo kavto kavto shal bo sayom then no choshesh l'klum. Okay, if it matches up, and if the Ramban is saying that if she you can have. We'll call later Vesus Morkov, like a hybrid, a combination Vesus. Okay. And he's saying that you can have one, the Ramban seems to say you can have one without the other, unless they're always to come together. So look what it says in the third line. Kav to Mechad Rechodesh Rosa, Mechay Mishniya, Mechad Rechodesh Shishi Rosa, Me'atzma, Kavala Vesli Yamin below Kritzos, because the third time there was no accompanying Kritzos. But if you had the third kritza was on a different day, not on a Sunday, then she's koveyag l'kritzas. So the Ramban, you know, says you can have the combination, but you can also have them by themselves. You look in the Balamor, in the Salam Achokes, Hasogas of Balamor to Balanefesh, arrived there in Shara Tikkun of Estes. Simon Gimel, oh, good test. 9. Umasha Kosso, she choshesh l'kritzosa. The Ravid seems to say, like the Ramban, okay, I think the Balamor is saying not though. He's saying that you can be, I'm sorry, he's saying you can have one, you can have a versus, just a moment, you can have a versus just for Kvitsa. No, I'm sorry, he's saying you can't have it, Where it has to match a certain day, I think they say you have to match a certain day. Now I'm not so sure. Well, they say again, Masha Kosher Kosher Kvitosim Pesos VeEle Kosher Shes Kolayom. Ano Ein Lano Bezer Kolayom. I'm sorry. No, I just realized that he's the only different issue. He's talking about he seems to agree. I'm sorry. He seems to agree. You can have a Bikobea Vesus just for Kvitsa. But if she is Kofetz and then she doesn't see, how long do you have to be Choshesh? The rabbi says to be Choshesh the rest of that day. And he says not, though. That's a different point. I'm sorry. I really shouldn't have included that here. That relates to something we'll get to shortly. Okay, I'll leave that off for the moment. I'll take a look at the Torah. The Torah in the beginning, in the middle of our Siman Kuf Peites. The Torah says, Yesha Kamas, this is Bemaisa, Shatasa, Yesha Kamas, Yamim, Ubemaisa, Bemaisa, Ketsa, Kigon Shakovsa, Gil Pomerosa, Hoshesh, Lachol Pom, Shatikvot, Yamim. So the Torah also paskins, you can have Kvitsa as by itself. You can have Kvitsa by itself, right? You can have Yom by itself, Maisa by itself, and so on. That is the Torah. And the Rashba and the Torah Sabai is.
But you can't have. Can you have food by itself?
So no one's said about food by itself so far. We'll see.
Didn't the Ramban lump them together?
Do what?
Didn't the Ramban lump them together?
Ramban mentioned. Oh yes, he did. I'm sorry. Ramban did say it. I'm sorry. Yes, you're right. Yeah, the Ramban said food also. Yep. Then there's a kvesis for those foods. Yes, I'm sorry, yeah. Uh-huh. Okay, take a look in the Rashba. The Rashba and the Bais Aruch here in 11, by Zayin Shari Gimel, presents, summarizes whole machokas, the machokas we've shown him, basically. Okay, he says, look at 11, Ratonosh and Farsh Dina Ikra Vesas and so on. The Farsh Tkila Dina Vesa Nikba Machbas Onus Levad, Obis Manchu Murka, Biyam Ummaisa. And he quotes the Gemara, okay, the Gemara of Huna. And he said on the third line, look what it says, Upiresh Rashi, right? It's not associated with days necessarily. I don't think I got the right one, but that's what the Balamor also says. All right. Then he brings in with the Raya that Rashi had. Okay. You can have one without the other and so on. But later on, about, I don't know. Let's see. Look at 3, 6, ninth line. Ein hadvar mechuvar be'enai. He said, I don't think it's correct. Okay, and he wants to say that you can have Yama Lechudayu, but Kvitzas Lechudayu, low Kavala verses. All right, so bottom line, it's a Machokas you've shown him. And he said that's the way the Sugya learns out. So he says that the Sugya ends up that way, right? Elalab, low Kavala, look at the end. Elalab, low Kavala verses, Kvitzas Lechudayu, he Ikatikos the Brysa, can't preach right, Hanan, and so on. So the Torah Sabayas points out it's a Machokas we've shown him. The Rambam, in Hilchos Rabbiya Parakes Halacha Hey, the Rambam seems to say there is a vest. There is no vestes of kvitza by itself, because he writes, "Kol vestes shenikba machpas onus afilu rasa bo kama pomim eino vestes shenimrei onus rasa." Rambam says it by itself; it doesn't count. And the Gaus Maimonides says in Os Gimel over there in Parakes Halacha Hey, "Nehi de mikba lo kova, but mechus mir chashinan." He says it won't be koveya vest. Important point. There won't be koveya vesas. However, he points out that even when not koveya vesas, she's going to be ushered during that owner. That's what the bottom one was talking about that I had above. Okay? You hear that? Goes one is pointing out that even if the jumping alone is not koveya vesas, but if she just does jump, then she has to be choshed during that owner, that day or that night or whatever it is. You follow? That's an important ha'orim that goes one is. Even if we should assume, like those who shown him will hold, you cannot be koveya vesas, like the Rambam says. And you cannot be koveya vesas for onus, for external factors, will not be koveya vesas without accompanying days. Nonetheless, nehi de mikbal okaba, but mechash mi chashinam, kevan shiri gimel pomim. Mikan nilmad li sharo adam kishosot tzorchel. In koveya vesas yamal kvitzos olasos tzorchel, o shar onus, kovaso vesas yamal ula onus. Okay? Again, but the point is for us, anytime she jumps, then she'll have to be koveya, she'll be chosheshes for that day. Okay? That's an important ha'ara added by the Agos Maimonides, which we paskin like. So take a look now in Sif Yud Zayin here. Sif Yud Zayin 14. The Mechaber paskins, kol veses shenikba machmas ones, kigon shekotzer oso, afrila rosa bo kama yomim, okay? And again, imlo kava osan liyomim, eino veses. Okay? The Mechaber paskins, like the Rambam, like the Rashba, like Ketosis, and who else did the Rashba quote? The Ben Chanano, right? He paskins like those who shown him who say that you cannot be the Mechaber paskins, you cannot be Koveya Vesa. The Vesa Kvitza, if it's not Koveya on a certain days, then it's not a Vesa Kavua. But he does say at the end of the 14, Umemela Choshesh's lo Kamo Vesa Shaino Kavua. Matthew Choshesh's, like it's like a Vesa Shaino Kavua, as he Choshesh's for that day, like that goes Maimonides said. Okay, so that's the Mechaber Paskin, like the Rambam, like the Rashba, and the name of Ben Chana, like the Tosus. Okay, that it won't be Koveya by itself. Okay? The Shach in Sukkot Mem Zion 15 points out, Afilu Rasa Bo Kamiyom, Kamiyom, Kevin Shal Kova Osul Yomim Yiduim. Okay? Kegon Rosh Chodesh, Obecha B'Shabbos, either it's the same day of the week or it's a specific day of the month and so on. That's what the Shach points out. But, as you caught in Mem Ches, he says, Mikom Mokum Choshesh Lo, as the Mechaber said. Okay? And here he says, just an important distinction, okay? He says, when it comes to Vesas of Chodesh, Vesas of Glafloga, he still says, yeah, your koveya, what did Agos Maimon say that the Mechaber Paskin? He said, it's not koveya vesas, jumping and all these other external things are not koveya vesas, but you have to be choshish. But you have to be choshish when? Only after establishing it three times. You hear the point? Only establishing it three times. All right, so that's the language of the, he didn't say it, but... yeah, but it's only after three times. That's what the Shach is pointing out. That remains a distinction. See, when we're choshish for Vesa Chodesh, Vesa Floga, when we're choshish, it's after one time, right? Choshish, Vesa Chodesh, the following month, that day, even after one time. It's not a Vesa Kavua until three times, I agree, but you are choshish even after one time. But here the Shach is pointing out that when it comes to these Vesas of the owners of these external factors, just having seen jumping or whatever, one time that you're not choshesh will treat it by itself. Okay? Well, you would be choshesh if it's associated with days. Or on a flug. Okay, that's an important addition from the Shach. You got it? That's the Shach. The Chayotim in the Chochmas Adam, okay, in Klal Kuf Yud Beis Sif Lamed Hei, summarizes, and he says, basically, this Vesas is like a Vesas She'ena Kavua. If it's not fixed to a certain day, then it's a Vesas She'ena Kavua. Okay? Vesas She'ena Kavua. That's what he says. Look what he says towards the end of the first line. Vesas Zeh, Afilu Irlei Kena, Harbe Pomin. She had a number of times. Eina Nikbolios Kavesas Kavua, Ela Choshesas, Kishatasa Osa Maisa, Dino Kaves She'ena Kavua. Elam Kain, Tikwil Einam Gam Kain. Unless it's also linked with days. Okay, but by itself, it doesn't work. That's how you pass them.
All right? I mean, that would be effectively the same thing as the Agos Maimonios, right?
Yeah,
meaning.
Yeah. Right. Like Vesa Yakubu, yeah. It'd be Choshesh is that day. Okay? And look at the fourth line. Avol Vesa Shai, they own us in Kofta Pam Achas. Ross, Alfish, Chazar Kofta, Eno Torah Chokhash Klau. That's like the Shach, right? That you have to have it three times. Otherwise, it's like a freak thing. Okay, this doesn't happen. Okay, so that's point one. That's in Sif, the beginning of Sif Yud Zayin. Good? Weiter. Back to the Gemara in Yud Aleph and Aleph. 17. Here brings up a different situation. The Gemara says, L'yomim l'chudayu pshita. Why did the Gemara have to mention that she's days? You know, I mean, the Yom Chodai, of course, we never heard before that Yomim cannot be Nikba, you know, certain specific days cannot be Koveya Vesas without any external thing. Why do they mark that's Pshita? Right? Yom Chodai Pshita de lo Kova. Okay. Right? So, Omar of Ashi, Kigon, the Kofetz Bechad Beshabbat Sechazoi, she jumped on Sunday and saw. Again, v'kofetz b'chad b'shabbos v'chazoi. And now the brackets have to be included. U'v'shabbos kofetz v'lo chazoi. The following week, she jumped on Shabbos, nothing happened. And then u'l'chad b'shabbos chazoi v'lo kvitza. The next Sunday, she saw without kvitza. Okay, you hear the case? In other words, it's the case is where she jumped and saw on Sunday, okay, and did it again, okay, and then she jumped on Shabbos the third time, and saw nothing but saw on Sunday. So Mao, the same Igloi Milsafer, the Yomu who did Kagarvelo Kvitza, I might have thought that since the third Re'iyah was not accompanied by Kvitza that day, I might have thought that proves that what? It's just Yomim, Yomu Chudayo, and that's it. Okay? So Yomu who Garim, Velo Kvitza. The Kamash Velo, no. The Kvitza Nami, the Esmo Garma. Okay? This is a kvitza from yesterday. The kvitza yesterday played a role. In other words, we see from here that both yomim and kvitzas are needed for this vessel to be established. Okay, but the kvitza of yesterday helps. Kamashalon, the kvitza nami, the esmol garma. Behind the lochozi, mishum da kati lo mota zman kvitza. Okay, so you still need, according to this approach, shall we say, a double trigger, right? If they have a double trigger of yamim and kvitzos, that's you need to establish the vessels. Okay, but the chiddush is that the ma'isa from yesterday counts. You hear that's the chiddush is. The ma'isa from esmol counts. All right, that's what comes out. That's the Gemara the way we have it in the first approach. Then the Gemara continues, Lishna Achrina, Amar Huna, Kavtza Rosa, Kavala Vesas Liyamim below the Kritzos. Okay? So Hechidami, Amar Shah, Amar, what does it mean? What days? So Amar Vashi, the Kavitz Bechad Bishabbos Yechazai, the Kavitz Bechad Bishabbos Yechazai. Now notice here the phrase, Uvishabbos Kavtza below Chazai, which we had in the first Lashon in brackets. Here it's in parentheses. And you know the difference. In brackets, you're supposed to count it. We include it. And in parentheses, we don't. Or we have to think about it. Okay, so here. And then it says, L'chad b'Shabbos. And then another Sunday, she saw below Kvitzo. The Hosam, Igloi Milsa, the Yom Hu, the Kogar. Okay, so the Lishna Achrina. What is this Lishna Achrina? Okay. Lishna Achrina seems to come out the exact opposite. Right, because the conclusion is Hosam Igloy Milsa the Yomahu to Kagarim, and we said Mao the same Igloy Milsa afraid. I'm sorry, Mao the same Igloy Milsa the Yomahu Kagarim. Okay, Kamashalon, no. So the question is, how do we read this Lishna Achrina? And it makes a big difference if these parentheses are in or not. Okay, let's assume the parentheses are not in. Okay, so then they had the case. Let's read it without it. Amar Rashi, the Kofetz. So then, you don't need the kvitza, right? That's if the prints are not in, okay? In other words, would kvitza work by itself? Okay? Would kvitza work by itself? So according to Lishna Kama, no, because you need a double trigger, right? That's the Lishna Kama, you need the kvitza with the days. But according to Lishna Achrina, okay, maybe yes. We don't know. Could be disagrees. Okay, it's just telling you in this particular case, since there was no, it's not necessarily arguing, it's not talking about that case. Okay, it's not necessarily the Lishna Achrina is not necessarily arguing, it's not talking about the same case. Okay, so the Lishna Achrina could at least have the possibility that you don't need a double trigger. Okay, you don't need a double trigger. Maybe yes would work. That's not the case they're talking about. I don't know. The Lishna Achrina would hold. You can't prove anything. The Lishna Achrina is a different case. But if you hold, that's if you hold the parentheses are not there. Okay. In other words, there was no kvitz at all the third time. Right. That's what comes out if you take out the parentheses. You take out the phrase of Shabbos Kofta below Chazoy. There was no kvitz. The third time is Chad Shabbos Chazoy below kvitz. The third time is no kvitz. So Yomim can count by themselves. And theoretically, at least, Kvitza can also count. We don't know. Lishna Achrina is not arguing. All right. According to the Lishna Kama, though, there's no possibility of Kvitza by itself counting because it has to be. You need again what I call the double trigger. You need something else with it. Okay. But there's not necessarily machlokas. You follow what I'm saying? I'm reading with that. Not necessarily machlokas. However, if you do include the parentheses. Okay, so then we'll say the Lishna Achrina, assuming you do need a double trigger, okay, you do need a double trigger, what's the machlokas? The machlokas is the trigger from yesterday, does the jumping yesterday count? You follow? The machlokas in the Lishna Kama, the Lishna Achrina, will be whether the day before counts or not. According to Lishna Kama, Kvitza Nami de Esmol Garma. Okay, according to Lishna Achrina, which concludes Yomahu to Gagarim by itself, they're viewing it, Lishna Achrina, is that there was no Kvitza the third time. There was, but it was the day before, so that doesn't count. You follow? So really, whether you put the parentheses in or not is a question of whether the Lishna Achrina is coming to talk about a different case. It's not dealt with in Lishna Kama. Again, Lishna Achrina based on the Lishna Kama based on the brackets has the phrase Ubishabis Kaf Tavlo Chazoi, and Lishna Achrina doesn't. So it's talking about two different cases. So I guess in theory, like I said before, in theory, whereas the Lishna Kama is clear that you need a double trigger, you need both Yamim and Kritza. Kritza alone would never work. According to Lishna Achrina, it's theoretically possible it would. We don't know. They're talking about where the Yom, it was only Yom. There was no third Kritza. So Kritza's out of theoretically could work with could work with just Kritza, theoretically. Whereas and it's just simply talking about a different case. Whereas according to Lishna Achrina, it's talking about the same case. And the machlokas is, does Kritza from yesterday help? Does it help is the wrong word. Does it count towards that being part of a double trigger, so to speak? Okay? So let's see what the poskim say. So the Rambam, Parakhes Halacha Hey, continues. Same Rambam as before. Kav Tzavarasa, Kav Tzavarasa, Kav Ala Vesas Liyamim below Kvitzos, Ketzad. Kav Tzav Be'echad B'Shabbos Rosh Adon. Ula Achar Chof Yom, Kav Tzav Be'echad Shabbos Rosh Adon. Again, 20 days later. The reason Rambam mentions 20 days probably is to get out of the Yemei Ziva problem, after 18. Okay, whatever. 3 weeks later. Kav Tzav Be'echad B'Shabbos Rosh Adon. Ula Achar Yotes, Kav Tzav Be'yom HaShabbos V'lo Rosh Adon. 3 weeks later, one day, less than 3 weeks later, she saw B'yom HaShabbos V'lo Ra'as Adam. V'la'achar Shabbos, the next day, Sunday, Ra'as V'lo Kritza. Hari Nikba Echad B'Shabbos Achar Chav. Sh'ari Noda Shehayom Goram Liros V'lo HaKritza. The Rambam seems to be learning like the Lishna Achrina with the parentheses. Because notice what he says. B'Shabbos Kav Tzav V'lo Chazoi. Okay, and he's talking about the Yom. Right? He seems to be holding like the Lishna Achrina. Okay, and there's a machlokas between the two Lishonos. Both have the phrase of Shabbos Kof Tzolo Chazoi. And the Rambam paskins that in this case, you are, unlike the Lishna Kam, which says you need a double trigger, the Rambam says, no, Hari Nikba Echad B'Shabbos, Achar Chav. So I know this, the Yom, Garam Aliro, Zolo Akritza. Okay. And it doesn't count the kritza of yesterday. And therefore you see that kritza, that the day itself works without the kritza to be koveyah. So he passes like the Lishna Achrina with the parentheses. Okay? And the kritza of yesterday, the lomo. The Ravid doesn't say much here. He just says, I'm around bilbulim yeshkan ve'en al pi'al gemara. That may be, I'm guessing, you know, the Ravid doesn't elaborate much here, but it's all mixed up. What I think he means is he probably holds the other way. He probably holds that the Lishna Achrina wasn't talking about that. That's not true. Okay, the Lishna Achrina is talking to, you know, he'll hold that the parentheses don't belong. So it's talking about a different case. That's how he'll learn. The Ramban is a very interesting Ramban, actually. In the Chidusha Ramban, it's not in the Hilchos Nida, but in the Chidusha Ramban, on that daf in Nida, Yud Aleph Mun Aleph, 20, the Chidusha Ramban, says first he quotes Rashi, the chol yom shetikvos machzikin l'rova afilu b'shari mos hashana, right, either day of the week or day of the year, whatever, the ain peres anachon, he rejects that altogether, okay? So first, that's the first thing. He rejects Rashi. He says you can't have kritzas alone, okay? You can't have kritzas alone. But then in the second paragraph, he says, he discusses the kritza of yes, huh? You could have, oh, let's say here, a couple of vessels, three cells here. Just a moment. Main priest are not on the recorder. Yeah, right, 1 second. Times, and of course, the young little priest of the Dio. You're right, in the Halach Nin Rabban back in 8. He says, Kaval of Vasis Lekfitzos. That's a good R. I don't ever notice that. I didn't notice that. Back in 8, the Ramban said, and here he says, one second. Anyways, hold on. In the second paragraph, he goes through, and with the gears and so on, he says, include the parentheses. Um, What does the Rambam hold again? Because the Rambam holds you can be kaveh vesel yomim without kvitzas, right? You can be a kaveh vesel for yomim without kvitzas. Because at the end, he turns around. At the end, he says, he quotes the Rambam. Look at the end of it. He quotes the Rambam, and he says, so it's not really contradictory, actually, because he seems to say, yeah, you have to read the whole thing. At the end, he says, the Ramban writes, talks about the Kvitz, the Esmon, and the Zeo Hanachon. Okay, and we listen to Achrina, Amr Lahadr, Hun, and so on. You need both. So you say, you need, at the end, he writes, but the Rambam is Machmer, if even one, Ubotlo Datayim, Medaito. He changed his mind. He said, I have to defer to the Rambam. That's why the Ramban is interesting. The very end, he said, look what he says at the end. Okay, Ubotlo Datayim, Medaito. So I guess that's more consistent with what he said in the Hilchos Nidah. So Halacha L'Maaseh, he turns it around. Okay, Rashba in the Bayis HaKotzer this time, Bayis Zayin Shah, the Bayis HaKotzer, the shorter version, in 21, he seems to learn the other way. As the Rush, he says, "Ofich kovtzo be'echad b'Shabbos v'rosa l'achad b'Shabbos l'shishi v'rosa b'lo kvitzo harezu kovav esel yom levadam v'rosa v'echad b'Shabbos b'lo kvitzo l'ofich nizgalat yom gom b'lo kvitzo." And he passes like that. Lashon is not a machlokas. It's not a machokas. Lishon Achrina wasn't talking about the same case. The Rosh also, here in Parak Tes, Siman Aleph, the second Siman Aleph, he says, Chol elu ves de gufa enam zman kuva, but im hayo ves de gufa le'itim yiduim, kegom or shchol shosh chodesh, or esmiel esmiel, kovel a ves le zman, v'lochosh a veses, v'ena choshes l'shnein b'yachad, mi did have a yamu kvitzos. Okay? That's how the Rosh also learned. We're only choshes for kvitzos and yom together. So how do we pass him? The Shulchan Aruch here continues in Sifyot Zayin. It says, Kovtza v'rosa, kovtza v'rosa, kovel of vesas l'yomim below kvitzos. Okay, it's a, this is like the Rambam. Kev kovtza v'echad b'shabbos, v'rosa dam. L'acha chav yom kovtza v'echad b'shabbos, again v'rosa dam. L'acha yotes yom kovtza v'shabbos, lo v'rosa dam. L'acha shabbos v'rosa below kvitzos. Ray nik v'echad b'shabbos, ray no de shayom gor below kvitzos. And he doesn't seem to include, he doesn't care about the kvitza from the day before. That's how the Shach points out. So Cotton Mem Tes. A filo below kvitza on the third time. But he points out that many disagree with this. Rashba says, you know, you do need the Rashba, so we do count the kvitza shalatzmo. And Mechain Kazrag Magashim Ramban. And Meshel's and many others. And so he's a little bit surprised. Taymal Machaber Shaharav Shishmitu Daitam. He's wondering why did the Mechaber Paskin here so fast that the Shulchan Aruch, like the Rambam, the Yom itself is Gorim and the Kvitz of yesterday doesn't count. Kvitz of yesterday doesn't count. It's not a din of Kvitzes. He wonders why. The Shach says not everyone holds like that. And he's wondering why neither the Mechaber nor the Rambam said anything about the other Shitas. Okay? He says they should have mentioned the Shitas. Pesachei Tshuva also says, it's 25, Pesachei Tshuva and Simchat and Chof. 25. Because Tshuva says an important ha'ara also. He says, and then, you know, the Huda, he says, if you talk about the kvitza of yesterday, okay, it means the kvitza of yesterday, as small, okay, but not a kvitza that happened a few days before. It has to, if you're going to count it, it has to happen as small. But look at the last couple of lines, quotes on the Huda. I know the Huda. The dafka of a kvitza shall as small told him. Of an kvitza. Emtza is man. Kodem afloga. Kama yamin v'lo rosa. V'shuv rosa v'afloga. L'chula amarin. Even Muslim afraid the yomagarin. So the kvitza, the esmol only works esmol. Okay, yesterday and not beyond it. Okay. Now this idea of versus amurkov. That's the next point. Okay. Now sif yudches. So again in the bayis hakotzer. Bayis ayin shar gimel 26. Kvar biarnu. Sheyesh versus murkov. Good. Ketzad versus Murkov, Kovtza Bechav Shaz Varosa, Kovtza Bechav Shaz Varosa, Vaol Kovtza Bechav Shaz Varosa, Harezu Kova Vesas, Lekritos Bechav Shabbos. Now we're moving on to the case when she did see on the third time after jumping. Okay? So good. So Yia Echav Shabbos Alo Kovtza, if next Sunday comes in no Kritza, Oh She Kovtza Bechav Shabbos, Eno Choshoshes, Sharelo Kova Zu El Lekritos Shal Echav Shabbos. Kritza It only works more kov. It's only a problem if it happens on Sunday. Kov to mechav Shabbos rosa. Oh, kov to mechav rosa. The kov to b'shabbos lo rosa. Ubechav b'shabbos rosa lo kvita. Ain omer nizgal adavar she omgorim. Rosa zu bechav b'shabbos lo kvita. Ubechav kov to rosa. El omer ma she rosa bechav b'shabbos machmas kvita so emesh. At the yesterday, he does count the jump, the thing from yesterday. Okay, as long as it's just yesterday. So based on this, Shulchan Aruch writes in Sifud Ches 27, Kof to be Yom Yadua, Kigon, Rosh Chodesh or Be'echa B'Shabbat. Yerosavo, the year came with Gimel Rosh Chodesh, three straight Rosh Chodeshes, or with Gimel Echa B'Shabbat, three straight times. Kabbalah Veses, V'choshesh L'chol Pam Shatikvot Ba'os Zman. V'charkach Higi Echa B'Shabbat Zolo Kofto, O Shekoft V'Shem B'Shabbat, Eino Choshesh, Sharlo Kova El Kfitza Shal Echa B'Shabbat. That's again, that's the Veses Morkov, the Veses Morkov. Shulchan Aruch mentions here, which is, you know, a little bit out of order, because, well, it does matter. That's how Shulchan Aruch says it. The Shach in Zikot Nun, Shach Zikot Nun says that this is a Veses until when? How does she undo this Veses? Says the Shach Zikot Nun 28. Ad Shetikpot Gimel Osam Nivan Matim Sotar. If three straight Sundays or Rosh Chodeshes or whatever go by when she jumps and she doesn't see, so then she undoes that. She ain't a versus necker elokain she nikba. Upashiru v'choshesh da'acha hainu kol ha'ona. Then he adds another point that choshesh means the entire owner. But that's what Shach says in Zikot Nun, that the way you get out of it is by jumping on three straight Rosh Chodeshim and nothing happens. Okay, Pesach Tshuva is an important point. Okay, and Zikot Nchaf Aleph, he said this is also true if it's a certain aflaga. The examples we all gave is the Rosh Chodesh or the Sunday. But he said the same thing. If she covers of cover vessel aflogo kvita, okay. So it's the same thing with aflogo, the same rules, okay. That's what Pesach Tshuva is. The Torah of Shlomim in Zikrat Lamed Vav reminds us when we call makom choshesh la'ona beninus. We start to choshesh la'ona beninus. We have this. He says we always. It's a question whether everyone agrees to that. Whether she already has this fixed vessel that has no physical symptom, that she still has to worry about the onan benin. The Torah of Shlomim says she does. Okay? So that's in terms of vessels for kritzos. In terms of other vessels agruf, which we saw about, let's look now in the Rashba. And through, you know, we're going through this, not difficult, right? We got it. Okay, 31. Baisar by Zion Shar Gimel. The Ato Navar vessels agrufa, Gon Misateshes, and Mifahakes, and all these other things. Im Nikba Bitush Mehukin Levavad, O Dafka Bar Kavis Yamim. He's asking now the same thing. What about the other things we mentioned? Sneezing and stretching and then there's pain in the abdomen. Is that also only in association? We've established that kvitza is only in association with certain days, right? That's what we established. Machokas. We saw that kvitza only works in association with specific days. So now what we're wondering over here is, I suppose, wondering, what about the other things besides kvitza? What about those other things in the mission we saw earlier? Again, stretching and abdominal pain and all this. Is that also only in association with particular days? You know, that's what he wants to know. Ato Navar Vesas Tegufa 31. He wants me to test this from Hekla. He has been in Nikba B'Tush Mehuk Levad O Davka B'Kavis Yomim K'Vesas Kvitzas Adam Alahen. That's the question. Okay, because otherwise Ma'al Hefesh Yesh B'Nehen. So he says, Sonina Perkish, we saw this. Eilat Neves from Hekla, Vatesh, 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 For the male, all these cases, okay, she has the fever, the shivers, all this stuff. So the Gemara says, Kayota and Lucy, we saw it. So it's Amar Abba Ra'ula, like her head is heavy, her limbs are heavy, and so on. Uperusho, fourth line towards the end. Kol Shatik Ba'ana, Shosha Pamim, Imrasa, Shosha Pamim, Tok Pihuk, or Shosha Pamim, Itush, okay. She has three times, then we're Koveya. Aval Itush Pam Achaz, Rasa Od, Od Khoshav, Bekris, Pam Achaz, Rasa Ain Zeves Kavua. So, first of all, the Rashba says you can't mix and match. It can't be one time she sees after sneezing, and the other time she sees after stretching, the other time she sees after abdominal pain. They can't say, oh, there's now a Vesus for a Koveya, a Vesa Gulf, because no, it has to be the same one. You know what he's saying? That's one point of Rashbob. You can't mix and match. Shein amikum covers zes zel azet. Right? That's one point the Rashbob makes. You cannot combine vestas. Okay? They need to all be the same thing. Okay? But then he concludes, we call mokom. So you see that first point, I don't want to mention that point to the first point of Rashba. All the different things listed in the Mishnah can't be combined to create it. There's not one big category called Vesla Guf and then all these different things. No, you have to have the same thing three times. But then he says, we call Mokom, four lines at the bottom, in Piyaka o Itcha Shosha Pamim, Rosh Afil Shalobi Yami Vedim Hareza Kavua. When it comes to these, unlike Kvitsa, okay, that's Kavua. Okay, once you go, has these emotions or these conditions, okay, then the days don't matter. So he asks at the end, why do I say that this is any different than versus Kvitos, which only is established if you it's an association with particular days? Is because Hossam, like I said earlier, Hossam Husha Ikare Haria Eina Ela Machmas Ha'ones. Machmas Ha'ones. The Cholsti went to Machmas Ones, below Kavala Vesas. Abba Vesas Tegufa Adra Abba. He says, Ha'orach or Oreach, Husha Gorem Lamikrim Halalu. It's different. Okay, when it comes to jumping, we're talking about the jumping causes in a certain way, causes the bleeding. It's a contributing factor. These other things, it's other of it, for reverse. It's the bleeding, it's the period that causes these things. The headache and the pain in the abdomen and so on. Okay? So, and therefore, Hilcha Chafila B'Law covers some Kavala Vessels. These are things that are caused by, okay, whereas the other way, this causes it. The jumping causes it. So you can say the jumping causes only if it causes on certain days. Okay? But here, says the Rashba, is an important Rashba. He says, for Keret. Okay. He says, even if she saw three times after one of the bodily things happened, she's Choshesh, even without Yama, it happened all different days, because we're Choshesh to the Vesa Guf alone. Okay? So that's the that's important Rashba, and that's why it's different, because again, it's a different type of physical thing. It's not that the physical activity caused the period, for Keret. The period caused the physical things. Okay, Tosus makes a point that there neither some gimel al dimas and me'ateshes. Okay, Tosus says chulu hani vessels arish from kesh me'ateshes sha'o shtayim beishar gilurils. Tosus says a little vague, but Tosus says all these things, you know, it's stretching and yawning, all these things. It's not that she just happens to yawn once and she gets a period. Everybody yawns. Okay, I mean, we can say that every time she yawns. And I'm saying the Tosus is simply pointing out that Irish mepakes mifakes mifahekes omateshes show shtayim basically it's ongoing. Okay, avishum piyakur itas chadazim the low cover. Okay, that doesn't do anything. That's what Tosus is pointing out. If anything things happen once, and then she sees dam, that's not enough to be kovei avesis. It has to happen for extended. But once it can be a fluke. It has to happen for an extended period of time. How extended? Yeah.
Some people know when they sneeze like
3 or 4
times
in a row. Yeah, I know. So I don't think he just means a number of times in total, but he also says over the course of Shao Stein, over the course of a period of time, not just sometimes I'm also, sometimes I sneeze a couple times. And so I don't think it's a matter of how many number, what's the total number, but is it over an extended period of time? That's what he says. It's probably a little vague. Doesn't tell you what extended period of time means. How extended is it? That is what Tosa says. And it's an important point. The point is that one time doesn't do it. Okay? And the Rosh kind of elaborates on that. The Rosh, you need the parak test, Simon Aleph, the second parak test, Simon Aleph. If a heck is Priyash Rashi, Ishtralir, fine. That was, if you want to look at it, that was the Rashi back in the, right at the beginning. Where is that Rashi? I'm done. Yeah, back in 5, Rashi knew this. Al-Gimonov said, if I guess he gives you some French word. So, what exactly does it mean? So, the Rosh helps us out by telling us, who Adam Sheposhet Avarov. Stretches out, stretching. I don't think this means like doing yoga. Maybe it does. I don't know. But it means, you know, you're really stretching. Okay. Uparakor, as the Mila, Gabi Piyuk, Bameis, Rashi says something else. It's Adam Haposeach Piv. You open your mouth, yawning, but not just a tired, you don't get a gaping kind of thing. Okay, near about even a bracha, it's fine. Okay, but Aruch Pirish, Aruch says something else. Aruch says Piyuk is not just yawning. Aruch says Pirish Kol Hayotz Min Agoron he talks ochal macha, burping, okay, or hiccuping. You know, when something comes out of your mouth as a result of eating. And you know, all right, kulan divrei elokim chayim. Why? Here's the key line from the Rosh here in 33, Parak Tes Siman Aleph, Shani. The chol chush shina haguf came into huchzik abo similis oros akiris adam. Anything which is unusual. And that's exactly why Tosa says one time does that. One time, everybody you know, has hiccups. So, you know, I mean, it's got to be a shinoi. Got to be some sort of a change. That's what the Rosh is trying to shinoi haguf. Okay, if the shinoi from the norm, then it's kovala versus. And that's what he says at the end. He says, therefore, umiyu bepiyuko itush shal pam echad ena versus nikwa. And it goes in harbe pam and zechazeh quite a number of times. Okay. Now, again, I don't know how many, and Tosa seemed to say it's over a certain period of time. The Rosh didn't, but that's what it says. Okay. Kama Pomim, I don't know. All right. He says, you know, the Dane Zeshina, who they're called. I mean, so Harkin, if you set the test for 34, Yesh Kavah says, I mikim Shaira Begufa, Kyon Shafekes, Tanuka Adam, Shaposhe, Joe, Savmach was COVID. He stretched because of, you know, an uneasiness in the limbs or pain in the limbs. Oh, God, should possess pre machmas COVID. Oh, because I'm mostly cold derech hagaron. The chaynim is attached derech matach in the lower part of the body, passing gas. Oh, chashesh v'nei kreisov, she pulled me out. Oh, shakzuat tzirich kadachat. Oh, shakzuat v'ever kvedim. All these different symptoms. Okay. Bechol echad me'elo. In ye'arela shlosha pomim rosa kava lo vesis. Okay. Now, this is not, according to, we'll talk about this more tomorrow, it's not the PMS stuff that a lot of women have today, the premenstrual stuff. This is talking about when the period comes right along with it, okay? Therefore, she recall palm, she he choshesh from him, asur l'shamesh. Umiyo b'piyuk ha'ito shel palm, echon enev es nikmele k'sh'osu ken harbe palm, like we said before. Okay, now, the Shach points out, she caught in the Nalef, like we said before, shloston p'yukain, it has to be the same thing three times, you can't mix and match, like we said before, okay? And then the other things, you produce a sound, all the other examples, okay, that we mentioned. But things which are derech kol ha'olam, right, the norm for all people, to have that, this does it once, so that won't do anything, okay? The Rashba writes, all right, that takes care of that. Now, next, the Rosh Bo, 36. Times, in a few more minutes, I want to just finish up. Okay. The Rosh Bo, in 36, by Zohar again, by Isaiah Shah Gimel, Rosh Bo writes, that by Miu, Imbo, Ashosh, Piyukin, Elo, Oai, Tushim, Yom, you're doing, and you have a Vesis Murkov here too. Just like we had a Vesis Murkov by Kvitzas, there's such a thing called the Vesis Murkov by these other things also. If they happen to come, they don't need to come on the same day. You can have a Vesis by itself, unlike Kvitza, or we Paskin, which can't establish it by itself. These things can establish by itself, but if it happens to come always on the same day, then you do have the Vesis Murkov, this hybrid Vesis. Okay? And therefore, Kol Shigia also Velopiako, Kol Shapinga Ozozum, and Kol Shesla, Filo Lobodka, Velorosa, Rezum, Cheskus Torah. Okay? And that's what Rosh Bo mentions. That the Rosh also. Siman Aleph Hasheni again, 37. B'chol elu vesed degufa elam zman kavur. Avin haya vesed degavur leitin yidurim ki yom rosh chodesh rosh chodesh. Vesed yom lesim yom. Kavah la vesed zman achodesh lezman. Anu l'chush ha-vesed. V'ein ha-choshes al yishnein b'yachad. Midah ha-hava yom ha-kvitzos. They do come in association particular days. Then you'll have this hybrid, this murkav vesed of this physical symptom and the days of the week, if that's how it works out. If you give us man below piyaka, or piyaka below us man, then ena choshesh, I feel a little vodka, or ena choshesh, or fine. But anyway, but according to most of these Mishonah we just saw, you can have a vessel of goof by itself, as opposed to kvitza. The Rambam, though, would appear to disagree. If you look in the Rambam, Parakas, Halacha Aleph, okay, 38, you look in the Rambam would seem to disagree. Okay, he seems to say that there is no such thing as a separate Vesaguf either. Just like Kvitzim. Look at the language of the Rambam. Yesh isha shesha vesa, yesh isha ina vesa, it's fine. Ela lo targish batzman she yetz adama in la yom kavur. Also, yesh isha vesa, yesh isha zman kavur. All right, fine. Halacha beis. Kodim shevo hadam, targish be'atzmo. V'fahekes, v'misateshes, v'choshesh, v'kreis, v'shipu me'el. It's all the cases we saw before. The abdominal pain, and she's afraid of blood, and whatever else. Okay, in those cases, says the Rambam, Yavo lo vestas elo o echad mehen b'shas hakvu lo miyom vesla. Rambam says only to come on a fixed day from the time of her vestas. Rambam does not seem to hold you can have a vestas aguf by itself. There's a long Magid Mishnah there, that printed in 39. The Magid Mishnah says that the Rambam holds. Okay, it seems to the Rambam there is no vestas aguf by itself. Look at the fourth line there in the Magid Mishnah, Parakhes, Hilchas Rabbi Allah Halab, fourth line. Umidive Rabbeinu Nirish Mufarsha Vesas de Gufa, Haim Hamikum and Shacham Achar Vesas Akavu Yamim. Only if they are associated with particular days, like we said by Kvitsa. And then who's sober, a line or two later, She ain't Kan Shnei Vesas Chalukim. Okay, but a few lines later, the Magen Mishnah writes, Abel Kalam Mufarsh Mishra Isi, and we saw, Divrayim Pishem Shnei Vesas Chalukim, Vesa Yamim and Vesa Guf. They're not together. Automatically. Okay, so that's what we saw. That's a machokas. And then he goes through why he thinks the other Rishonim might be right. Okay, anyway, Okay, so that is the Rashba. On that basis, the Shulchan Aruch says, let's move down now to 40. Shulchan Aruch says, and see if you test, continuing, if you test. And then let's see, I'd love to do one more sif here, the Chof. We'll finish up in a couple minutes. The Shulchan Aruch says in Sifri Tes, "B'chol elo avestas shebegufa ein lahem zman yadua." Not like the Rambam. Not like them. There's no fixed time. They're not associated with days. And b'chol palm shikra lo zemikra who vessas. Imbo vessa gufa zman yadua gomer shchodesh shchodesh mechav yom lechav yom. Then you're kovei vessas man ulamechash vessas. Okay, fine. It can happen. And then be'en choshes el shneim b'yachad. But you can have one without the other. Okay, you can have one without the other. So Paskin's the chaver. Another time. Then that's Dafka Shekabala Vesas Shneim B'Yachad. Okay, that's what he said. You can have one without the other. You could also have the combination, but you can't have one without the other. Shach Nunvav says that if you have both of them together, and us kishigia eis lo boshem yachad eno choshesh es klal afilu medin vesesh eno kavu. He said once you establish that you have both, it's sneezing and days of the vesses, the days of the month or the flog or whatever. Okay, so once you have both, then you're not choshesh for one without the other. Not even choshesh. Not even vesesh eno kavu. That's a chiddush. Okay, that's a shach hold. It's not even a vessel and a kavua. If a vessel is a morkav, a hybrid of, you know, activities and days of the month, this hybrid vessel is established. So then you have to be choshes for one without the other. It's not even a vessel and a kavua. Okay? Yeah. The shach. Yeah, all right. That's wrong. So Shach Nunvav says Dafkish Koshim Yachad, but us because she gave us a Shagia Ace, the low Boshim Yachad, and the Caliphate in a Kuvu. The Taz quotes the Beis Yosef as disagreeing with that. It's a Kotan Laman Vav. The Taz quotes the Beis Yosef and argues and says, no. He says, Ain't a Koshesh Moves a Kavua. I'll be called more Kavesh Ain't a Kavua Koshesh. And Afkamin will be, they require Bedika. Right? We require Bedika. So, good, okay, that's the Taz. It basically agrees with the Shach then at the end. Okay, all right. So, and the Chavis Das adds the Kotan Chaf. I think the Shach is very difficult. You're not Bechoshish at all. I think you're Bechoshish for that day. Okay, personal detail. And so it's a Shlomim. He says, no, the other way. Okay, let's finish with one last thing. Okay? One last thing for today. And that is the following. Will, just like we discussed, Kvitsa from the day before, counting, will any of these other things the day before count? It happened the day before. Would you say that that'll count towards the bottom of the Koveya? That's the question. So the Rashba writes in the Bayis Aruch by Zion Shagimel, 45, the goof of Pshutin, the Yesh Mur Kovin, which we spoke about, right? So in Pia Kabar Shchodesh Verosa, okay, the Chayim Bar Shchodesh Verosa, Vacharkach Pia Kashalob Bar Shchodesh Verosa, Igli Milta Pia Kushagar Malor Shchodesh. So that's what Rashba is saying by, like by Kvitit. Yeah, this is the same thing. So here we say that the piyuk is the gorim. The piyuk is the gorim. Okay. All right. Anything else on this? That's how the Rosh. The Rosh also writes Perek Testament Aleph Hasheni. Again, you know, and based on this, Rosh Hashanah Pasen Sivchav. Let's take a look at 47. Piyaka Beis Pamen. Rosh Chodesh, Rasa. Achachach piyachav and shalom Rosh Chodesh Rasa. Had this behuvar hadavar she'en Rosh Chodesh gomei ala piyuk. V'chein imi pa'am ha'shlishis. Rasa Rosh Chodesh v'lo piyuk. Huvar hadavar she'en ha piyuk gomei ala Rosh Chodesh. Avalim piyaka beiz pa'am Rosh Chodesh v'pa'am shlishis. All right. The time of ha'am shlishis piyaka v'chav tes alocha. Yeah, lo rasa. That's what we said. Just a moment. That's a steer, right? That's what Shach points out, the steer to Yud Zayin. Because here it says, the Piyuk shall tmol goram. By Kvitsa, we said the Kvitsa essay doesn't help. Where was that again? Where was that? This is 23. Yeah, okay. I don't see it in the paper now. Again, before we said, earlier we said, here we're saying that the Piyuk Shel Esmol helps. And the Shulchan Aruch seemed to Paskin on the earlier Machlokes that the one from yesterday doesn't help. Right? Is that what we said? Yeah. Okay, now, so the question is, why is it different? Why is it different? Why should the piyuk of yesterday help, but the kvitsa yesterday doesn't help? When I say help, I mean to be koveya vesis, right? Doesn't anybody help? So the shach, nuntas, the lo doma de lel sof simon zidzayim, it's not the same. Amrina hayom gor velo kvitsa de esmol. The shiny kvitsa, the machmas also, again, goes back to that same distinction. Kvitsa is something completely external. Kvitsa is external. And therefore, I will say that if the external thing happened the day before, that's Omal Mamori. Hashem, okay, these are internal bodily things, which are a direct result of getting your period. So therefore, even if it's a day earlier, it'll be, you know, even a day earlier will count. The piyuk shall esmol garam v'kvitzim. I don't know what he means by garam. Okay, the Taz also. So the Shach said it's different because in that case, the seeing was an onus. Here it's not. The Taz also elaborates about Lamed Beis that a bodily motion, a bodily reaction, not called an onus, Kvitsa is. So the bodily reaction is something more normal. Right? It's not an outward, you know, an evasive procedure, so to speak. Okay? And, all right, if that Taz is shown, then follows. We'll stop over here. Okay, tomorrow we'll continue more talking about Ves Aguf. Okay, this is just the first step. Okay, have a good day. This is the time.
Thank you. Have a great day.